thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to exalt you on tonight. We want you to know just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be too modest or too cute. We don't want to be distracted on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we want to concentrate on you, Father God. He called that, and we want to outpour on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be in your presence and get a breakthrough from that situation, a breakthrough from that concern, a breakthrough from our thoughts, a breakthrough from the bondage that we are in. Oh God, we come into you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're lifting you up. We lifting you up, God, as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation. There's nobody that can compare. There's not one that is equal. You are great, God, and the one to hold our power in your hand. And we want to bless you on tonight, God. We don't want to be modest or too cute, worrying about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing it. But we want to concentrate on you individually. We want to let your feet and hear your voice. We want to be intimate with your God. We want the more of your Lord. We want the more of you, Lord. And we know we can't get it, Father God, if we don't be akashanet and akasia. We don't empty ourselves out, Lord. We know we can't get it if we don't empty ourselves out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are a big old God. We are not going to let that problem consume us that we can't make no room for you. We're not going to let that situation cloud us, God, that we can't see you. We're not going to let that trouble, Father God, overtake us, Lord, that we cannot simply open up our mouths and give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you are worthy of it. You are worthy of it, God. Masturbate us tonight in your glory. Masturbate us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we may open up our heart completely unto you, God. That we won't be in a slumbering state. Oh God. Help us, Father God. He called it in your cushion, la casilla. Oh, mama, la casilla. Uncage your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in Bahashane. Uncage your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in your cushion. Oh, God, mama, la casilla. Oh, God, and give us a heart of absolution, God. Give us a heart of forgiveness, Lord, because of so many things that were said, done, and even acted towards us, God, that has caused us to go in a place of degradation and segregation. We don't want to be in that place. We want to be emptied on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not holding on to these things, because these things hold us hostage. These things put us in a place of being barren. So we ask for you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be complete in you, that we may be able to be whole in you. Oh God, we seeking you on tonight, God, with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We seeking you on tonight, God. Oh God, because we know, Lord, it's some things, Father God, that trouble us. We trouble in our homes, we trouble in our bodies, we trouble on our jobs, we trouble in our marriages. We trouble in our finances. We trouble in our friendships. We trouble, Father God, in every way in our lives, Lord. And we need our minds to be pure and clean. So we ask you to help us, Lord. We ask you to help us on tonight, God. There's so many things that we don't lift it up higher than you. Hold my mind and look, see. We don't want to do it anymore. There's so many situations, Father God, that we exalted higher than you. We don't want to do it anymore, God. We're going to pour down any and everything, Father God, that has exalted itself higher than you in our lives. Any crown we ever won, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. And we be a consorted of course. Any position we ever accomplished, Lord, we're laying it down at your feet. Because we know that you can handle it and you can fix it and you can take care of it. So we're asking you to do it on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we empty ourselves out. Oh God, as we get yellow sheets of paper and red pens and we write down all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we cast in our cares at your feet because we know that you can handle it and you don't cause me and that you can fix it. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch the Lacey family on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they go through this time of bereavement. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them the courage to continue to press on, Lord. I'm asking you to touch them in their hearts and even in their minds, Father God, and lift up their heaviness on tonight. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Richardson family. You know any and everything that they need and even what they don't need, God. I'm asking you to encourage the Richardsons, the Beth, the Ocos. Encourage Beth on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I need to go see that she would keep her eyes on you and not on the situation, Father God, that is taking her through this place of barrenness. Oh God, let her know, Father God, that even though she may be in this dry place, Father God, that you can water the land. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you know each and every last one of us need individually. You named us, Father God, even before we was formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly, God. You know us by name. Yes, you do, God. You number the very hairs on our head, each and every last one of them. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to comfort your people, Lord. Comfort us in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may have enough encouragement that we will continue to press on and move forward. Help us, Father God, not to get stuck and barren, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you to allow us to bear the fruit that you have already declared and decreed in our lives individually. Oh God, I'm asking you to allow these seeds to become an actuality and into fruition, Father God. And in the midst of it, Lord, I'm asking you to help us to be humble, meek, and lowly, Father God. That we will not go and be akashanid alokosi, serving a spirit of pride and haughtiness and daintiness on tonight, God. I'm asking you to help us to check our own selves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our thoughts and our mind will not be wandering and wandering. Oh God, I'm asking you to give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness on tonight, God, that we would not continue to walk around and be bitter and angry and have animosity and resentment inside of us hidden, Lord. I'm asking you to expose these things, God. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in your clarity and your revelation. That we will not, Father God, be like Lot's wife and looking back. Oh God, we want to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, but we're asking you to help us on tonight, God. We need your help in any and every area of our lives, Lord. Save our loved ones, God. Save our children on tonight, Lord. Regardless to what age they are, God, I'm asking you to save them. Open up their understanding unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that nothing can be done without you and that you are the reason for it all. Oh, God. Oh, mama, oh, God, we concentrating on you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to remove that mental confusion on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the scattered thoughts. Remove the scattered thoughts on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be stabilized and positioned in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to seek you with our whole hearts, God, that we may be able, Father God, to enter into your peace and your rest, Lord. Oh, God, help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covet, disastrous, maliciousness, abate hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing out finger wagging, I ain't talking about one another. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove that gossip and spirit on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove that spirit of embarrassment and shame on tonight, Father God. Bind up and root up that spirit of regrets on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may have even a heart to forgive our own selves. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can. I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so, God. Oh, my mind need a local shout. Thank you, Jesus. Your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan on tonight, God, that we will not walk backwards, go to the right and to the left, Father God, but we want to go forward. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and endow us with your glory, God. Let your glory train be in this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these are your people and this is your church. I'm asking you to remove the spirit of division and any and every spirit that's not like you, God. I'm asking you to remove it on today, God, that your people would not be walking around with their eyes open wide shut. Let us not be in a slumbering state. Let us not be in a state of laziness and competitiveness, Father God. But let us be in a state of communionship, Lord. Let us be in a state of unionship, Lord. Let us be in a state of agreement on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I bind and rebuke that spirit of argumentation and resentfulness. Help us on today, Father God, to accept what you have already designed for us. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. Because I know that you can. I know that you delight in doing so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are so gracious towards us, God. God, we want you to know just how much we appreciate you, because we don't tell you enough. We be so wrapped up and consumed with the cares of this world and this life, Father God, until I can say that it just slipped the minds of your people. Let us not allow anything that has to do with you to slip our minds, God. Give us a photographic memory, Lord, of the things that you speak to us, you say to us, that you promise to us, Lord. Let us not disregard your word, God, because we know that your word is true. We know that if you spoke it, it is so. We stand on your word on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with solidity. Yeah. We stand on your word tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as our foundation. We stand on your word tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as our direction. Oh God. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that your word is freedom. Oh, my mind need a local seed. Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, we're gonna just concentrate on you, Lord. We want to just lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice. We want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in spirit and in truth. We're not going to serve nobody but you. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.